So, of course, last night was a historic presidential debate, an historic political event, no less, as you are well aware of, out of Philadelphia. And we have been fortunate enough to do a partnership, a relationship with not only Hofstra University, but their radio station, WRHU, the university here on Long Island. And we've been lucky enough to have two reporters who were in Philadelphia starting on Monday. And their reports have been during All Things Considered at 4:48 and 5:48. Their final closing, obviously, post-debate report will happen again today during All Things Considered at 4:48 and 5:48. And these reports, exceptional reports, have been done by two Hofstra students who are members of the radio station WRHU, Alexa D'Amato, who is the associate news director, and Michael Dent, who is the news director. And I have both of them on the telephone. Hello, guys.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Yourself?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for your reports. Let me start with you, Alexa. I mean, this is, we are, to say, in an interesting time as far as not only politics, but many things go on. And being part of this historic debate, I mean, what was it like?
It was so surreal, and I'm so incredibly grateful to have this opportunity as a journalist, but also as a college journalist. It's just so rare. It's so incredible. And it was such an amazing learning opportunity for me to be at the Constitution Center talking to all these politicians and learning from other journalists while they're also working. It was so incredible, and I'm so incredibly grateful for everyone at RHU, for everyone who helped us set up getting to the debate. It's so incredibly amazing.
I can only imagine. I mean, this has been, to say, much anticipated. Last night's debate is putting it mildly, and I don't think it's an exaggeration to say this was an historic event last night. It must have been electrifying. I mean, journalists of, you know, these seasoned pros who you were shoulder to shoulder with, I mean, this was a huge event for them. So it must have been electric through the feeling.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And Alexa, did you get a chance to, was there any journalists who you admire or that you had a chance to meet, or any politician that you had the chance to meet that really left a mark with you?
I'll say that when I talked to Gold Star father, Keith Khan, his words were just so touching to me. He spoke from the heart, and you can tell that he truly means what he says, and that he truly believes what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And he's such a powerful speaker.
Right. Now, forgive me if I don't think he spoke at this year's DNC, but he did speak back in 2020. Is that correct?
I was back in 2016.
Oh, in 2016. Okay, thank you. So, you know what? You were kind enough to send along a clip of talking with him. I'm going to run that now, okay?
Yes, please.
All right. This is from the Philadelphia debate from our reporters who were there.
Kamala Harris is the president, is most suitable for the president. I will stand with Kamala Harris. I will campaign for Kamala Harris because there is no comparison.
And again, could you reintroduce, who was that speaking again, Alexa?
That was Gold Star father, Keith Khan. His son died in the Iraq War.
And he is obviously behind Kamala Harris.
Yes. So he said that he supported Kamala Harris over Donald Trump because he cited a couple of instances where Donald Trump, in his words, used some not nice language to describe troops, to describe soldiers of World War One, to describe troops in the Iraq War where his son died. And to him, that was very personal. That was something that he couldn't stand behind in a president.
Gotcha. I just want to remind folks that we have the pleasure. We're talking to Alexa D'Amato and Michael Dent. They are two journalism majors at Hofstra University, and they have been giving us reports from the debate in Philadelphia. Their final report will be during All Things Considered today at 4:48 and 5:48. They also filed reports on Monday and Tuesday, and it is such a pleasure to have them here. So, Michael, I'll turn to you now. What were some of the highlights for you? Being in Philadelphia for this historic debate?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing was getting the chance to send the content back home to WRHU and really putting that on air. We have a very passionate audience up on Long Island, and getting to take the passionate viewpoints and stances that we found in Philadelphia and bring those to those passionate viewers back on Long Island was truly a beautiful thing to do. And I was very, very, and very grateful to play a part in that.
Did you have the opportunity? Was there someone who you met, be it a fellow journalist or a politician, that was something that left a mark with you, Michael?
I would say one that really did kind of stand with me a little bit was Vivek Ramaswamy. I had a lot of interesting conversations with him. We met multiple times to discuss different things, both pre and post debate. He gave some very strong views on Kamala Harris, and I thought that was very interesting pre debate. I believe we do have the clip.
Okay. So what's it, you wanted to, again, who is, I do have a 15-second clip that you were nice enough to send. Please just reintroduce it real quickly, Michael, and I'll play it.
Yes, of course. Former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy spoke about Kamala Harris and what he thinks she is has like and will continue to be like throughout the campaign trail.
Okay, we're going to play that now.
I don't see her as an ideologue, actually. I think some people criticize her for being a far-left ideologue. I think she's actually, the deeper issue with Kamala Harris is she's just another cog in the system. And I think that's actually what we're up against. We're not up against a candidate. We're up against a machine.
That's a pretty powerful statement, Michael. I don't have to tell you. So I'm going to put this to both of you, Alexa D'Amato and Michael Dent, our reporters who have been kind enough to cover the Philadelphia debate, the historic presidential debate that finally happened last night. Their final report will be later today during All Things Considered. You guys are going into majoring in a field, in journalism. Am I correct? You both want to pursue that once you get your degree, Alexa and Michael?
Yes.
Yes, to both of us.
Yeah, that's a yes from both of you. Now, I don't have to tell you what journalism is. It's the pursuit of the truth. And we have come to a part where, you know, we don't know what the truth is most of the time, not only because of sources sending opinion as fact, and also because of just so much social media that people on their own are making assumptions that what they're getting is fact. So we've got a very convoluted source of information these days. This is no small feat that you're going into a profession that is questionable to some and tough, very tough because of the polarization. Isn't that right, guys?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's something that we're very mindful of. We try to always remember we are presenters, not commentators, right? So going in, taking every viewpoint we can and saying what other people are saying, never presenting it ourselves.
Absolutely. Alexa, would you have anything to add to that?
I mean, I just completely agree with what Michael just said. Our job is to tell other people, to tell our communities what's happening. And I believe that we did that at the debate in Philadelphia. We were able to talk to politicians, get their opinions, and send it back to Long Island, back to WRHU. And our amazing team at home was able to deliver that to our community.
And you guys were able to be part of the audience for the debate?
Yes, we watched from the Media Filing Center.
Okay, and so you were amongst I would imagine there were other students from other universities there, as well as the biggest news agencies in the world, all in one room?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. And how many folks were in there about?
There were certainly at least hundreds. There was a lot of people in that room, a lot of people, a lot of reactions, a lot of hard work being done throughout the whole night.
Wow, what an opportunity, huh? I know you guys are, you've expressed it already during on air and before we got on the air, how grateful you are to be sent to this historic event, the presidential debate, which happened last night. And again, we're so lucky to have you guys. I mean, I got to tell you, we're just so proud, not only of your work, to be affiliated with Adelphi University. Like I told you before we went on the air, I went to Nassau Community. I was a member of that radio station, which is right around the block from you guys, and also Adelphi, couple of more Garden City places when I went to college and was part of their radio stations. And the fact that you guys are pursuing such a noble profession when it is done correctly, journalism, and also keeping live radio going, let me thank you for being the next generation who are coming up. I appreciate what you guys are doing. So thank you both very, very much.
Radio is just so important. I know Michael and I have talked about it a lot. We've tried to make sure that everyone we work with at the radio station understands that live radio is important. It's accessible, it's convenient, and it's important to know that it's out there and that people should have access to it.
There's adding on, there's so many stories to be told for years and years and years to come on live radio, and I look forward to being a part of the generation that tells those stories.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are the best. You guys are great. Alexa D'Amato, Michael Dent, our reporters. I'm going to say that. I'm going to be a little possessive here, guys, on WLIW-FM from Philadelphia starting on Monday. And their final report will be later today, obviously post-presidential debate at 4:48 and 5:48. How cool is it that your reports are part of All Things Considered when we broadcast it? That's great, isn't it?
It's very cool. It's very cool. I'm so grateful. So thank you and everyone who played a part for that opportunity.
Yeah, we just want to thank everyone because this would not have been possible without everyone's help. It was such an incredible group effort.
Well, I think that that's, you know, what you guys are doing and what we're doing. I think that's really this partnership I'm extremely excited about for many, many reasons with Adelphi, with WRHU, and two future journalists. So I want to wish you both well. And thanks again, Alexa D'Amato and Michael Dent.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You bet.